There's a verse, 2 Timothy chapter 3, I was thinking of. And Paul says to Timothy, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." Verse chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." Feelings will betray us. I don't know if you've ever experienced this as a Christian, but where you have had some thoughts that were not pure, you've done some things that were wrong, and the enemy comes up and he challenges your feelings. He says, "You can't be saved acting like this, having those thoughts," right? I'm sure you've felt, you've gone through that experience. There's a brother in my meeting that used to say, the devil would shake you up so much that you start wondering if you're really saved. And you have to take the Bible and turn it down and say, "God says it here, read it for yourself." Because he was not operating on his feelings, but he was assured from God's word that even though he might have failed, God still said, "You're eternally secure." And so Paul was telling Timothy, these are the things, young people, that you have been instructed of from your childhood. And he said to Timothy, and he says it to us, these are the things that you have learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation. There is a difference between head knowledge and heart knowledge. And it does have, a dramatic impact upon feelings. We all receive information through our brains. And I think what we're being asked here is if head knowledge or that knowledge simply resides here, would have an effect upon how I feel? Well, yes, it will. Because it hasn't made its way down to the heart, and it hasn't made its way practically in the way in which I walk. Theoretical knowledge is like reading a textbook, understanding, but not ever having put anything in practice. Paul said, "You've been assured of these things. The scriptures are able to make you wise unto salvation." You're able then to, these things are then seen in a practical way, young people. And again, emotions and feelings are part of who we are, but they all have to be governed by the Word of God.
What is the Word of God? And we have to consider that when we make that comparison. And if this to say that it is the permanent, unchanging expression of God's mind, compare that to my thoughts, and I think we have a good answer.
Which changes
constantly.
3 minutes.
Sometimes I feel good, and sometimes I...
That's right.
Tony, can I give you just one other verse? I think it's always important to have Scripture. Somebody's quoted from Philippians. "Those things which ye have both learned..." Now, I don't know how you would feel about this, but I might think of that learning as the beginning of the process, head knowledge. But Paul says, that which you've learned, you've received. Now, that's not head knowledge any longer. That's Philippians 4:9. "Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard," and Paul says, "seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you." So it was again with the Galatians. They had received certain truths. They weren't acting in the light of it, but they had received it. So, you know, the head knowledge is perhaps learning, and the receiving is the taking of that knowledge into my heart. "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee."
And we don't want to despise knowledge.
No.
We don't want to put a premium on ignorance.
That's
Scripture
right.
Said, "Brethren, don't be ignorant." You know, sometimes we are so lazy and we say, "Well, oh, this is only head knowledge." You know what? You have to know. You gotta know. Paul said, "I know whom I believe." So there is no excuse for not knowing. But when you know something, you act upon it. Look, when the Lord Jesus was born, Herod asked a question. Where is he that is born king of the Jews? Boy, the scribe and the Pharisees didn't say, well, let's go home and just let's search it out and find a verse. Right away, they quote that verse. In Bethlehem of Judea. They know right away where it is. And they quote the verse. Well, how many of them went to see him? How many of them said, well, okay, let's go. It happened. No, they know they can quote the verse, but they didn't live it at all. And you have to know, because you have said it the other day, the Lord will never give you a verse that you have not read in the time when the question comes. So you have to know the Word of God. You have to know God's mind. You have to read the Word of God. You have to take the Word of God in. You have to know it. And then the Word of God is a living Word. And as a result of that, you will walk and you will practice what you said. But John's point is very important. It's the Word of God. This is the abiding thing. Check everything. Check your what you hear, knowledge, check it with the Word of God. How you feel, check it with the Word of God. Check everything with the Word of God. In the light of the Word of God, you will know what's right and what's wrong.
Just another verse. I was thinking when I first heard the question, in Proverbs 3, verses 4 to 6, five to seven. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Mm-hmm. I think that relates to both head knowledge and emotions.
Mm-hmm. See, that's a good verse. You know, sometimes we have it right in our hands, young people. These are verses that you were taught to memorize in Sunday school. And it's the reason why we were taught these verses is so that when the enemy comes up against us, we can raise up a standard. That's what we have to do, though, is to recognize that God has given us every resource to answer these questions. Lean not unto thine own understanding. Trust in the Lord.
Amen.